pueden ver, how do you say movie? Película juntas o juntos.
I get tongue-tied, confused, and a little nervous. Cece Estrada grew up in Immokalee. Her parents migrated with the crops. When they spoke to her in Spanish, she answered in English. They didn't really encourage her to speak Spanish.
That's why I encourage it, because now I understand how important it is, you know, to be able to have that second language and just be able to embrace it and be proud of it.
Estrada is a social worker at Immokalee Community School, a charter school serving the largely Mexican and Guatemalan migrant community in this small agricultural town in central Florida. The school is 94% Hispanic, and most of the parents speak Spanish at home. On a Tuesday night at the school, Estrada is standing in front of a classroom full of parents, giving them a true or false quiz in Spanish. Kids who are bilingual have to work harder at math than kids who speak one language. False. Lots of research shows that bilingual kids are better at solving math problems. Classes at the school are in English, but every parent has signed a contract to speak Spanish with their kids for at least 30 minutes a day, most days of the week. It's an unusual effort to keep the students of Immokalee Community School from losing their Spanish, something that often happens between generations of immigrants.
I've seen the research. It's clear. And I mean, we are losing an asset that these children have coming in.
Libby Doggett is a deputy assistant secretary with the Federal Department of Education. She spoke in Miami earlier this fall. She wants to see kids learning a second language as early as preschool.
You know how much time children spend in high school trying to learn Spanish?
The school in Immokalee holds workshops to show parents how to make good on the Spanish pledge. Suggestions include cooking together in Spanish, discussing movies, sharing family traditions. And this is a really important part of creating bilingual children, says Robert Linquanti.
Language is really a form of social action. You don't just speak, you speak for a reason, for a particular purpose, with a particular audience.
Linquanti is a bilingual education researcher and policy advisor with WestEd, a nonpartisan education think tank. He points to a mountain of research showing that kids benefit from speaking multiple languages. They develop stronger critical thinking skills, they're better multitaskers. Math comes easier.
We should never see the home language that the student brings to the classroom as some kind of problem that needs to be fixed or some kind of deficit or defect that needs to be eradicated. Quite the contrary, it's a resource that can be built on.
In fact, says Linquanti, research shows that when parents with weak English skills don't communicate in their native languages, they can actually undermine their children's language development. One of the parents at the session, Angelina Velasquez, says the program has been good for her daughter.
Yo veo que ella va.
I see she's getting ahead, little by little. I'm happy to see her prospering. Spanish and English are really important.
At the end of the class, Cece Estrada, the social worker, reminds the parents why they took the pledge to speak Spanish to their kids. We all want the best lives for our children, she says. Encouraging them to speak two languages is one of the ways they're already doing it. For State Impact Florida, I'm Sammy Mack.